This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Americans are tired, sick and tired of far left media people accusing others of racism, bigotry, and hatred. That's a cheap tactic, and it should be rejected by all fair-minded people. That same thing is true to a much lesser extent on the right. Demonizing Hillary Clinton is foolish. Let the facts speak for themselves. Secretary Clinton denies any wrongdoing in the email and foundation controversies. But there are plenty of facts in play. So you, the voter, can easily decide whether her denials have credibility. Also, it's quite clear that Secretary Clinton believes Barack Obama has done a heck of a job. Again, facts are clear. Reality staring us in the face. So it's not difficult to make a decision about either candidate. We don't need despicable and hateful branding. We need clarity. And that's the memo. Now for the top story.
Well, O'Reilly has got it right on here. As we were talking about earlier, Hillary's message is being drowned out by her scandals and repeated issues. And look what's happened. You know, Scott, in the last couple of weeks, you know, the polling, and I'm not one to buy too much into polling. I always tell people, you know, it's just a snapshot. So it's telling you basically, you know, what has happened. It doesn't necessarily give you an indication of what is happening. I mean, you can look at it and trend wise and say, okay, well, it's trending up and that kind of deal. But, I still question, the veracity of some of these polls. And you got to look at the small print and see exactly, you know, what kind of methodology they use. Because sometimes they come up with things that are just kind of out there. But, you know, as we get closer to the election, they seem to police one another just by virtue of, the profound amount of information out there. So they can't get too wiggy. If they do, then, you know, they lose all credibility, you know, totally. But, people have been getting excited here in these early weeks about different polls. And, let them go. Let it play out. But we can start to see the trend that Hillary Clinton has lost a lot of momentum since the momentum that she gained after the Democratic National Convention, no doubt about it. And, you add to the mix, you know, the daily drip, drip, drip of the FBI emails and what has gone on, what her surrogates have done, purposely obfuscating, destroying, you know, property, doing everything they can to hinder the process because, it is a law that we need to have this stuff documented when you are a servant of the people. And the reason we need that information documented, this is what kind of galls me, I got to tell you, is that you'll hear from the left all the time. You always hear this soundbite. We want to make sure this never happens again. Well, how can you make sure it never happens again if you don't have all the truth out there? If you're blocking the information that will help us to make sure that it doesn't happen again. But if we don't know the truth and history has been rewritten, then we're coming up with scenarios based on a false premise. That's the dangerous part of this. This is why FOIA requests and the Freedom of Information Act exists on our behalf so that we can hold them accountable, and usually you hope for the media to do that, but, thank God for the likes of Judicial Watch that has been fighting the good fight on our behalf to do everything they can to get down to the bottom of this. And then, who would have thought that people would be thanking Julian Assange, for what WikiLeaks has been doing and the information they've passed on to us as well. And, of course, we're talking about some of the movies coming up. We got the Edward Snowden movie coming up and see what that does to your thinking and maybe understanding a little bit more of what happened with the NSA and when Edward Snowden, when that movie comes out. You know, some interesting perspective. And I look for people's viewpoints to, be expanded just a little bit. This is Bill Martinez. We're live just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us for the ride as we, come together shoulder to shoulder and back to back to do what we can to get this country back on track. And with us, helping us out, is David Bush. For America, the largest of its kind, award-winning national grassroots organization championing American exceptionalism. David Bozell, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Bill, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. This has been a week, and I got to tell you, I was rather sad because I know that you have some input on this regarding Phyllis Schlafly. And I was especially disgusted to read that her headquarters was attacked. The things that have been said about her on the internet, absolutely disgusting. Here is a 92-year-old woman who passed this past week, and she did everything she could to fight for conservatism, women's rights, the unborn, you name it. She's been right there all along, and for her to be maligned like this, it's just almost unforgivable.
It's disgusting. It needs to be highlighted. Liberals behaving badly, which, you know, look, that's not something I necessarily want to promote. But these are the types of things that when they come across your screen, if you're a follower of social media, if you're on these platforms and you see the invective, the hatred spewing out against someone like Phyllis, and it just, to me, it's just a motivator to get rid of, to stop Hillary Clinton at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that that's the kind of thing that, while it's just shocking, and that's what it's designed to do, mm-hmm. and I think traditionally conservatives have sort of kind of ignored it because the strategy has been not to give it attention. I think that those days are over. And these things need to be publicly shamed. It's disgusting. You're absolutely right, Bill. Mm-hmm. 92-year-old woman who passed away in the middle of the night, and she fought the fight. She fought for her principles. Look at the reaction. Compare the reaction from liberals about Phyllis Schlafly versus Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
I mean, here's Colin Kaepernick. Same thing, right? He's mm-hmm. Fighting for his principles, like standing up for what he believes in, and basically shaming the American flag and the national anthem and those who died to protect his freedoms to play football. But liberals say, oh, look how he's a hero.
Yes.
But Phyllis, you know, she deserves to be vilified in those types of things. It's ridiculous. And we need to call spade a spade and start calling these guys out.
Well, and it says where we are right now, and, this comes with a warning, David, to all of America, is that, hey, things are just warming up here. I mean, we got a little bit of a preview last night with the Commander-in-Chief Forum, that aired last night between Hillary and one Donald Trump and Matt Lauer. And this gave us a little bit of an idea of things to come. But the vitriol is just going to really come out all the more. And to me, David, it's a bit like, you know, when you're a musician, if you cannot hit the notes very well, you look for distortion. You know, whatever you can do to kind of cover up the mistakes, you know, a comedian will panic, and you can always tell when a comedian panics, because then all the curse words and the F words come flying out, you know, to hide their lack of creativity for that given moment. And here it is. Hillary and progressives are panicking right now. And what do? Whenever they get backed in the corner, because they've gotten away with it in the past, the racism card comes out, you know, to invalidate any conversation, to invalidate your role that is needed in this conversation if we're going to move to resolution.
Right. Well, look at the Hillary strategy, how her strategy has changed, Bill, over the last couple of months. Whereas as she was closing the primary against Bernie Sanders, her argument was, I'm experienced, I've got the know-how, I've been through the rigors, I've got the policy chops, no one outworks me. But that was getting her nowhere. So she starts with the personal attacks. Donald Trump is crazy. Donald Trump is racist. You know, the alt-right stuff. You know, down the line it went. Just personal invective, because she cannot stand on her policy achievements, because there are none. And now, the sad state of reality in our news consumption and our culture is that these kinds of personal attacks, identity plays, those are the things that are persuasive now. Those are the things that people are getting the most attention.
Yeah.
Instead of some of the more substantive issues that I think serious people would rather hear about.
Mm-hmm. Well, at a time, David, and I know you agree, at a time when America needs to unite, this identity politics and things that progressives do and what Hillary has traditionally done. I mean, it's interesting. She comes out with some sort of united effort, you know, kind of like Barack Obama. They talk being united, but policies and conversation and vitriol is everything to divide and make us the un-American United States.
Right. Well, and Obama he spends more time vilifying conservatives than he does sitting down and trying to construct a budget for this country.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he spends half his time just destroying conservatives. I'm trying to put myself in his shoes, right? He saw success with that strategy in 2008, 2012. Just ignore all the policy stuff. And just get on the podium, start vilifying conservatives, energizing your base. And that's really, you know, how he, I mean, I have no use for President Obama. But politically, he's turned politics upside down. Whereas wasn't too far long ago, Bill, where if you looked at this election cycle and you saw polling that showed Donald Trump up by 20 points with independents, which, you know, those are the numbers.
Right.
You would say that this election is over.
Mm-hmm.
That he has got this thing wrapped up and sewn up. But now the independents are like so small, and you know, everyone's in their right camp versus everyone in their left camp, and you know, no one wants to work together, and this is really Obama. You know, this is what Obama's done. Where he's basically said, well, you know, my left wing base may be smaller than your right wing base, but I'm gonna get them a such a fever pitch, a such a lather, that I'm gonna outwork you, I'm gonna outvote you. And I think Trump understands that dynamic. This is why you see him so successful on social media. That's why you see him advertising so much on social media. And you don't see the television ads. He's dominating television as it is. You know, he doesn't need to see him on, you don't need to see him on commercials.
Mm-hmm.
But he's on the social media spending a lot. If you're on these platforms, he's spending a lot of money advertising to you. You've seen it. That's just, you know, kind of taking the page a little bit out of Obama's playbook, in that he's going to go to these platforms to get his base energized in the hopes that they come out to vote.
Well, David, the advantage, you know, with me being, you know, the marketing guy that I am, and it's been much of my life, and it's about the message. If the message connects, it goes a long way. You don't need a lot of money to back it up. Conversely, you got Hillary Clinton, who I can't figure out what her message is. She's got a lot of money, and she's spending a lot of money, but it's not very effective because it lacks substance. It's not And, of course, it's further hindered by every day you've got, the scandal du jour that comes out of the Clinton camp. It is amazing. David Bozell is with us, and we've got more from David on the other side of the break. Stay with us. David is the president of For America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, because it's just that doggone important, ladies and gentlemen. It's Bill Martinez here with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. David Bozell is with us, president of... You know, David, here it is. We're at the end of the fiscal year, and we've been saying on this show for a number of years that I thought a great way for us to save money is if the president, by executive order, I mean, hey, let's use that pen and cell phone for something that might be positive this time, is freeze all government spending. Could you imagine how much money we could save if he just said, you're not going to spend money? Because we know in the last 30 days especially, everybody starts evacuating their budgets, and that's when we start spending $10,000 for a number two Ticonderoga pencil, you know?
Well, how dare you? It sounds like, and if I'm hearing you correctly, it sounds like you're advocating for a government shutdown.
In a sense, I'm just saying, okay, keep working, but I'm just saying stop spending money. We're not going to, you know, whatever's in the budget, whatever's there, we're going to hold on to it and carry it to the next year and maybe do something constructive with it. What about that?
Well, I say, Congress is back this week,
yes,
and has graced Washington, D.C. with their presence this week. They are, the government is set to shut down or run out of money, I guess, phrase for it, on September the 30th, at which point Congress will I guess, try to pass a short-term continuing resolution, which, as far as I'm concerned, is the root of all evil. And then, because they can't get out of their own way and they can't figure out how to cut spending or agree on anything up there, I guess, when they get back from the election, they're going to do the continuing resolution's angry cousin on steroids called the omnibus bill, where it'll be 10 times worse. You know, $2-3 trillion bill, funding bill, to fund the government through the next, I guess, 12 months or so, or I guess through the next September. Mm-hmm. And they're going to do this stuff, probably around Christmas break in the lame duck session.
In the lame duck,
20 to 25% of the members are going to be gone. I mean, these
exactly.
are going to be their last votes.
Yeah.
It's a dastardly process, a despicable process, that Congress, this is all a product of the fact that those that run the halls of Congress, and the Republicans I'm talking about here, who are in charge of the power of the purse, do not have a plan to get appropriations bills passed. There once was a day, Bill, where we had this government funded by July. And now they just can't get out of their own way. They don't sell their proposals early and often to the American people. They're afraid of the president. They're afraid of the president, what the president might do. They're afraid of his veto pen, all those things. But it really, at the end of the day, it comes down to a lack of effort to put a strategic plan with goals down on paper to try to execute and advance conservatism in Congress.
Well, this is, and to my point, when I was referencing, just shutting down the budgets here, because we know crazy stuff goes on, it was the fact that we get into that crazy thing again with the lame duck session. When you add to the whole premise and the environment that there's no accountability, and you get some of these, elected officials to say, look, I didn't get reelected, so the heck with this. I'm going to go out with a blaze of glory here and agree to silly things. And then, to your point, conservatives and, Republicans got themselves backed up against the wall. I mean, here it is, once again, demonstrating the true definition of insanity. It's like we've been this way before. All of a sudden, now you're, as you referenced, now you're in a position of saying, oh, how dare you shut down the government? God forbid that we would shut down the government.
Well, the worst part of this year is we're getting the worst of both worlds. We're getting the continuing resolution before the election, and then we're getting the omnibus bill after the election.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually it's just one or the other. But now, because it's an election year, because they just don't want to work, I suppose, they're going to do both. I just assume, Bill, I would just assume that they turn themselves into robotic rubber stamps. Because there's not much use for a member of Congress. They don't want to advance conservatism. They don't have a plan to do it. They don't have any goals. They don't want to cut spending. They don't want to cut Obamacare. They don't want to cut funding for Planned Parenthood. These are all 80% issues, Bill.
Exactly.
These are all the reasons why they're in Congress to do it. These are all the things they run on.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to hear anybody on the stump this cycle saying, if you elect me, I'll go vote for a massive $2 trillion spending bill in December.
Exactly.
You're not going to hear that, guys. So these are the types of opportunities now where if you've got a member of Congress, obviously everyone's represented. Do not be shy. Okay, call your member. I know people feel like that's kind of like a wasted effort, but it's not. These guys take this seriously.
They do. They respond to emails. They respond to phone calls. And we need to just take and ring those phones till they're coming off the hook here.
Well, some of these members, if you get like 10 or 15 calls into an office, they start wondering what the heck's going on.
Right.
They're super sensitive, and now is the time. Why? Because their election is right around the corner.
Exactly. What did you make in terms of, this no lame duck session? I mean, you've got 100 conservative leaders, calling for what they call true accountability and for Congress not to hold this lame duck session because, this lame duck session, basically what you're bringing to view here is the Republicans are going to get killed once again. Obama is on his way out. Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, they're still the minority party even until, something is decided after the November election. But if there is a big change there, they're still the minority party until January the 20th. But they're going to go out in a blaze of glory here, and do the Republicans have what it takes to counter the effort?
No.
Yes. That's the answer. Yeah, sadly,
I want to be optimistic, but I watched Paul Ryan yesterday at his press conference when he came back yesterday, and the following sequence happened. He chastised and ridiculed folks for simply putting quote ideas on paper, and then he literally pulled out a pamphlet of his ideas on paper out of his pocket. He pulled it out of his pocket.
Yeah.
These were his ideas. This is just like an agenda that he has that he talked about in January. And I'm not sure if he got the memo that it's September now.
Yes.
And he hasn't done anything. He spends the majority of his time, complaining about Democrats and Zika funding. There's nothing appealing about Paul Ryan's electoral accomplishments in this election year. For a movement conservative that says, gosh, I want more of that. Give me more of what we just did.
Mm-hmm.
Or give me more of what we want to do. There's nothing rosy about it. There's nothing appealing. It is just a frustrating, I know he's a policy wonk, but to watch a former chairman of the budget committee become Speaker of the House and then not be able to cobble together a budget for the House.
It's amazing. Yeah, it is.
It's just a failure of epic proportions.
Well, David, you mentioned the Zika virus. Here it is. They want to pass the Zika virus, and so what do they do in typical form? They want to associate it with Planned Parenthood funding and a couple of other things that they knew the Democrats, it was going to be DOA, and there was no way, even if they could convince them, away, President Obama is going to sign it. Get Zika virus funding. At least say, hey, we did something. But no, we're going to try and tie it in with something impossible, and we look like idiots in the process. I mean, what, we don't get the gamesmanship? We know what's going on, right?
Right. And the only one talking about it, even in a minor league level, is Ryan on his Twitter feed.
Yes.
And that's the only, I mean, momentum building for the Republicans in the House, or they're not on message. There's no
yeah, message. Exactly. No, I mean, this is so wrong on so many levels. Yeah, David, we got to leave it there. David Bozell, president of For America on Bill Martinez Live. David, always good to have you with us.
Tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens True Metrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
990-1243.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Show the mercy shown to you. Gifts of kindness to renew. Love from heart sincere and true. Oh, children come. Oh, children come. Oh, children come.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, coming at you fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I got to tell you, you know, Nat Geo has just been doing an outstanding job. Their Facing series, you know, we have talked to a couple of people involved with that. And this Sunday, they're going to be doing something that is just spectacular on the 15th anniversary of September the 11th. The National Geographic Channel is commemorating the tragic events of that fateful day and the ongoing war that followed, with a day-long TV tribute culled from 10 consecutive years of critically acclaimed 9/11 programming and the world premiere of a new compilation special titled 9/11, The Longest War. With us to break it down and tell us more about it is Christine Weber, the Vice President of Global Production Services for Nat Geo. Christine, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you for coming on to talk about this. I mean, this is going to be, I've been waiting ever since I heard about this and then subsequently heard that we were going to be able to talk about this with you. I am so looking forward to this presentation.
Yeah, we're really excited about it as well. You know, when we first started thinking about what we wanted to do for the 15th anniversary, we realized we had so many films. We actually had over 33 individual shows that we've aired over the years that were either about 9/11 or about the war that followed, as well as several series like Inside Combat Rescue and No Man Left Behind. And So we realized the best thing we could do is take from those shows and try and tell the whole story all in one film. And so we're very pleased with the results.
Now you're taking the entire day, right? The entire programming day to tell the full story? Is that what you're doing? Do I understand
this
right?
Well, we are. At noon, we're going to start playing full shows from our library of shows we've used over the years and aired over the years. And then at 9 o'clock, from 9 to 11, is when we're airing this compilation, where we're taking 12 of those shows and putting them segments together from each of those shows to tell the whole story. Actually, beginning the day before 9/11, we did a show about the day before September 10th. And carrying it all the way through to today to the One World Trade Center, so the Freedom Tower. And you think you know the story well, but I have to say, even watching it and putting it together, I'm amazed at the little details I forgot and the amazing acts of heroism. And it's still such an emotional story.
Without a doubt. And for you to be up close and personal like this, to be involved with, as you say, years of footage and stories. And, of course, you start on 9/10, The Final Hours, which is the Emmy-nominated miniseries, and that will give us kind of a little preview. So everybody's going to want to make sure their DVRs are set and ready to go because, boy, this is going to be quite the walk down memory lane and with all the emotions that are associated with 9/11 as well. Right, Christine?
Yeah. Well, and this one is very close to home. National Geographic actually lost two of our own employees that day. Two people that we all knew very well. There was a woman named Ann Judge, who was head of our travel department, and so had booked all of us, on flights around the world and had really taken care of us. And, you'd get to your hotel in some exotic country and the reservation wasn't there and you'd call Ann and she'd figure it out for us. And then Joe Ferguson was head of our educational unit, and they were traveling tragically with three teachers and three students who had won a competition and were going to be working with one of our explorers in residence, Sylvia Earle, and they were in the plane that hit the Pentagon. So to us, this is personal. And we were a magazine before we were television, and we consider ourselves journalists, so we've probably covered this more than in long form television than anyone else on television. So it's close to home for us.
Well, you bring to light the immensity the horror of that day, but what makes it so personal, as you say, is understanding and connecting with the individual stories. Even to go to the memorial there in New York, and you see the names and even noted were women who were with children. And I was glad that they gave tribute to the unborn children as well at that memorial.
Yeah, I think, they really have done such a beautiful job with that, with the fountain and the new Freedom Tower. It took a lot of people and a lot of thought, and I'm glad they took their time to figure out what was the right tribute, what was the right thing to do. And, sort of like the Vietnam Memorial, which lists the names, there's something really moving about seeing the people who actually lost their lives. And I think they've done a beautiful job of it. And it's tribute to America's resilience and coming back stronger than we were before. And I think it's a really special place.
I'll tell you, when you have events like this, and I'm talking about the event that Nat Geo has put together, for this day, this commemoration on 9/11 to again review and see by Encore these past stories that you've presented over the years regarding 9/11, and to conclude it between 9 and 11 Eastern Time, which is very appropriate, the longest war, which is going to be just phenomenal, and you just can't wait to wait to see it. Christine, give us some highlights from it, if you would.
Sure. I think, one of my favorite stories is a story about a guy named Pasquale Bazelli. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because he was a Port Authority engineer. He was on the 64th floor of the North Tower when the tower was hit. He initially they were told to stay in place. He called his wife, and eventually they were told to leave and work their way down the stairs. And he started working his way down the stairs, and his wife was watching on television when the towers came down, and she literally thought she was watching him die.
Mm.
And interestingly, there was this sort of rumor that went around after the towers came down and the days that followed it. There were so many rumors and theories and missing people and people trying to find loved ones. And there was this rumor that somebody survived, that there was this, what they called the 9/11 surfer, that somehow somebody survived the collapse of the towers. And it turns out that was Pasquale. And he didn't call attention to himself. He didn't, go to the news. I think he maybe had a little survivor's guilt and felt bad, terribly for all the other people that didn't make it. But he was on, by the time the tower fell, he was on about the 22nd floor in the stairwell. And somehow, nobody knows how it happened, but he was on a little piece of cement that somehow just fell on that cushion of air going down. And he woke up alive about four stories up. With no way to get down, really. Nobody even saw him, but he started hearing, some people were calling for another guy, Richie, who was a fireman.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard them calling, and he called out and was eventually rescued and, made it home to his family. But it's such an amazing story, and there were so many stories like that. So many heroes of people that risked their own lives to save others, in the Pentagon and certainly the passengers brought down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So
exactly.
There's so many of them.
Well, it was a time, Christine, when America came together, and if there was ever another time where we need to come together and be the United States of America, maybe 9/11, the longest war, will help serve as a catalyst for that. We could only hope. Congratulations to National Geographic Channel, to everybody that has made this possible. We're looking forward to 9/11, The Longest War. It's going to be airing this Sunday on the National Geographic Channel. Christine Weber, thank you so much for being with us.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Life itself squeezed into 60 minutes and 100 yards. And you can't control who your mom and daddy is, but you can control how hard you work. So a thought, you reap an action. You sow an action, you reap a habit. You sow a habit, you reap a character. You sow a character, you reap a destiny. Every play starts with a cadence and ends with a whistle. What you do in between determines your legacy. So make sure you give it everything you've got until you hear that whistle.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. About 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, well, during this year's 2016-2017 NFL season, Tostitos, the official chip and dip of the NFL, along with Pepsi, the official beverage of the NFL, are offering football fans across the country the opportunity to experience the game like never before, from the sidelines at the NFL draft party and in the tunnel with the players. Now through January the 2nd, 2017, the Win Unreal NFL Experiences program allows football lovers to enter the sweepstakes at PepsilandTostitos.com for the chance to win a weekly Unreal NFL experience. And here to tell us all about it is Pat O'Toole, the Senior Director of Marketing with Tostitos, Dips, Fritos at PepsiCo. Joining us live from the 2016 NFL kickoff in Denver. Pat, how you doing?
Doing great. How about yourself, Bill?
Hey, doing wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us to tell us all about the Win Unreal NFL Experience program. Give us the details, if you would, Pat.
We're tremendously excited about it, and Bill, you did it justice on your setup. I think you nailed exactly what we're doing is, mm-hmm. We're giving fans, as the official chip and dip of the NFL, a way to experience the game like never before. So to elaborate on some of the things you touched on, not only do you get to go to the Super Bowl, but you get to be there on the field for the pregame warm-ups, and when the trophy presentation happens and the confetti's coming down, you actually get to be on the field with the champs during the trophy presentation.
Oh, wow.
At the Pro Bowl, you get to be on the sidelines. You get to get tips from the players and the coaches at the Pro Bowl. At the Combine, you can even take part in the Combine. So we have 17 different experiences that consumers can go to our website and enter to win, and these are experiences that money just can't buy.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, one of my favorite QBs that just got his contract extended, Drew Brees. Tell us about that experience.
Well, Drew has been a partner of ours for years at Tostitos and Pepsi, and we told him about this program, and he was all in. He wanted to help give fans an experience like never before. So what Drew is doing is he's going to host a fan down in New Orleans. You're going to spend the day with Drew. You're going to get to toss the football around with him. Then you're going to get to go out to dinner with him at his restaurant. And actually, Drew does I do okay explaining it. Drew does a great job explaining it. We have commercials running. You'll be able to see commercials on our YouTube channel with Drew explaining this unreal Drew Brees NFL experience. But great partner. He's very excited about it. And if you're a New Orleans Saints fan or a Drew Brees fan, this is the experience for you.
Well, Pat, why did Tostitos decide to offer fans the unreal NFL experiences?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're very excited that consumers welcome us into their homes when they're watching football games. So whether it's Tostitos chips or salsa or a Pepsi beverage, we're very much a part of the game-watching process. But the great thing is, as an NFL sponsor and as the official chip and dip of the NFL, we get access that most other products and brands can. And we want to give our consumers and NFL fans a chance. We want to reward them with a chance to be a part of the game like never before.
Well, yeah, I mean, we talk Super Bowl, Drew Brees. We also have the International Series and EA Sports. We got a few moments here. So, Pat, explain the International and EA Sports, if you would.
Absolutely. So the International Series, obviously the NFL has been doing that, and they have, I think they're doing three games in London this year. We're a part of one of the games where a fan who wins that experience will get to travel to London, watch the game. They're going to stay in a four-star hotel, and then we're going to have – there's events that will be going on around the game that our fans will have access to while they're in London. So if you ever want to hop across the pond and watch an NFL game in another country, this is the way to do it, because you're not only going to get over there, get tickets, but you're going to be given a VIP experience to the International Series in London. On the EA Sports piece, you know, we've been partners with EA for a long time, and we were talking about, hey, what's an unreal experience that Tostitos, Pepsi, and EA Sports and the Madden franchise can give you? And what they're going to do is they're going to invite our winner down to their headquarters in Florida. You're going to be able to take part in how they make the game, and they're actually going to create an avatar for you.
Oh, wow.
That will be downloadable and be part of the game. So if I'm playing Madden at home, I can download our winner and play with him as one of my players. Well, we haven't contractually gotten to how good of a player they're going to be. If it's myself, you know, I don't know if you know, a 5'7" slow wide receiver is what your squad needs, but hopefully they'll make whoever it is maybe a touch better so they can be competitive in the game. But really cool if you can tell your friends and family, hey, download me on Madden when you're playing.
Pat, for all of us that are 5'7", I mean, we know it's about being at the right place. It's not necessarily about speed, you know that?
Right, you're on the right route, and, you know, you have good hands. There's a place for us in Madden.
Exactly. Absolutely. Well, Pat, to wrap this up here, because I know you got to go, and I really appreciate you being with us this morning, where can potential participants go for all the information that they need to know?
They just go to Tostitos.com. It'll have all the information about all 17 experiences, how you can enter these programs by buying a bag of Tostitos or salsa or a specially marked Pepsi 12-pack. And it's very easy, and everything's right there on the website. Again, visit Tostitos.com.
Pat O'Toole, thank you so much for being with us, Pat. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Oh, Pat O'Toole, the Senior Director of Marketing with Tostitos, Dips, Fritos, and PepsiCo, prior to his 8 years and counting working at PepsiCo, Pat held sales marketing positions at General Electric and Black and Decker. So a lot of fun this year because of this incredible program. It's during this 2016-2017 NFL season. Tostitos, the official chip and dip of the NFL, along with Pepsi, the official beverage of the NFL, offering football fans across the country the opportunity to experience the game like never before. So check it out, and all the best and good luck. Welcome. Hey, make sure you go to Tostitos.com, okay? All the information is right there. And, again, our thanks to Pat O'Toole as the NFL season getting ready to kick off. Kicks off tonight, right, huh, Scott?
Yeah, kicks off tonight in Denver. Super Bowl champions take on their Super Bowl opponent. First game of the year, Carolina versus Denver.
What do you think?
I like Denver. Denver doesn't lose home games, not to start the year, so I like Denver. Although Cam and them might have a old Tostito on their shoulder.
Well, you think so? just a little bit of a chip, why not? speaking of Denver, don't you love the Peyton on Sunday morning, that commercial that they're doing? Have you seen that?
I have. I like them. I think they're hilarious.
Eli, come on over, man. I got dipper. You go, I'm playing.
I got a game today. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I'm penciling in for Monday all day.
That's hysterical.
He also has that the Nationwide, a new one out where he's in the diner. Mm. And everybody keeps doing the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And he's like, you know I can hear you, right? As everybody's talking about him, and like everybody looks at him like, what are you doing? He's like, you know I can hear you, right? And then everybody's like, oh, okay, all right.
Well, good for him. I mean, that he's there is life after football for one Peyton Manning, and deservedly so. And you always like it, I guess, when your sports heroes go out on an up note, and it was time for him to gracefully exit. And on a very up note, high note, about as high a note as you can get with a championship ring, right?
Definitely. So I know you're more of a college football fan, but who do you kind of pull for in the pros?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm undefined at this point, because we had so much happen. And, of course, for me, being a Southern California boy and the Rams coming back to Southern California, that's interesting. $50 million is what St. Louis paid Georgia Frontieri, if you remember. Mm-hmm. To move to St. Louis, and that money doesn't last very long. the people there in St. Louis go, what happened? So with them coming west, so it'll be interesting. But all that
home.
To say, I really haven't. Yeah, I mean exactly. Yeah, they're coming home. But I remember there for the early years when Don Klosterman, not the early years, but when Don Klosterman was the GM, and I'll tell you, we used to get good seats because my buddy was related to Uncle Don, and we had great seats during those days. But, Uncle Don not around, and it's a whole new franchise. And, of course, for me, I'm spending a lot more time these days in the East, even though right now I'm in Hawaii. Good fun. So all that to say, I haven't really picked a team yet,
Go Vikings with me.
Should I go Vikings?
Yeah,
Minnesota, why not? Hey, I could be a cheesehead. Why not?
Whoa, Vikings, man, not Packers.
Yeah, here it is. You see how much depth of my knowledge? I'm wearing the wrong uniform, wrong colors already.
That would be an awkward party.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, there it is. Okay, there goes. That takes care of that tailgate.
Water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices.